Good afternoon. It is 3 p.m. It is Thursday, July 20th, 2017. This is an emergency commissioners court meeting. Thank you all for coming. We are on the second floor of the Brooks County Courthouse, Brooks County Courtroom. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, Christine.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Precinct 3, Commissioner is absent. Go ahead.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Inaldo Barrera, along with the Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. And Brooks County, under the Government Code, Title 5, Subtitle 8, Open Governments, Chapter 551, Open Meetings, Brooks County governmental body has determined under Texas Local Government Code Section 551.045, exception to the general rule, notice of emergency meeting due to imminent threat to public health and safety. The Brooks County Sheriff's Department Jail Division is currently in an unfavorable situation which can cause imminent threat to public health and safety, such as violent disturbance, riot, escapees, etc., due to the ratio of the current employees to inmates, therefore prompting this emergency meeting. Let me go with line item one, public comment. For the record, let it reflect there is no one other than Mr. The Commander Jorge Esparza. Line item two, discuss and approve the hiring of temporary trained and certified correctional officers as contract labor until fully staffed.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, commissioners, judge. What we're looking at is, as you understand, we have had some hiring and staffing issues. We recently lost two other jailers due to incidents that had happened inside the jail. Incident that had happened inside the jail that was under investigation. One resigned, one was terminated. The issues are still going under investigation if there's going to be criminal charges pending. With that said, that's dropped me down to 8 full-time correctional officers. That's including my jail administration, excuse me, my jail administrator and my lieutenant, who are currently working shift work now to help cover just the day-to-day operations. We have had inmates next door that we're housing due to just for their safety, the safety of others, in which the GEO group does detain them for us and houses, but at that it comes with a charge. One of those inmates had a medical issue that was transported to the hospital. With that being said, they can provide the supervision to watch them, but they bring in their jailers and their correctional officers on their off time, not during shift work.
Okay, so you're going to pay these people, how are you going to pay them? The same as they pay them over there or less?
No. What we actually talked about was the GEO group. All the correctional officers are actually licensed correctional officers. The Sheriff's Department holds their license. They are commissioned under us. They fall under our colors. Where, in talking with the sheriff, in talking with the other commander, talking with the wardens and some other, just the jail administrator, they propose that maybe we can use those correctional officers as contract labor to help with the jail or to help with medical runs, which they would be working under our colors. They're not going to be full-time employees until we get fully staffed, but just bring in one or two as needed to cover shifts or to cover medical. They would not be, we're not going to be paying them under their how much they get paid per hour, they'll be getting paid what our correctional officers
get paid. So it's only going to be part-time then?
It's only part-time, and
Temporary.
And very temporary. Until fully staffed, we should be fully staffed within a month and a half. And it's not one of those. We actually have probably a pool of 30-plus employees that we'd be able to pick from. And basically, it's, hey, I need to cover this shift for medical.
And if they want to? I'm sorry, do they?
That's just it. It's completely voluntary.
Oh, okay.
They're not being forced to work for us. They're not being, it's a complete volunteer, and we're just going to pay them as part-time, as contract labor.
Okay.
And doing that, they know that they're going to be under our colors. They're going to be under our policies and everything else. They follow our rules.
Are they going to be covered? Like,
as a secondary, they're not going to be full-time employees. It's just like anything else. I mean, if somebody gets hurt as a reserve, I mean, it gets covered under workers' comp, but it also affects their other job, so they try not to do anything. That being said, we also have a waiver of liability that will cover us from lawsuits as a county, as a department, as GEO group. I also included them and individuals, which this is going to be line item three.
Yes, correct.
I did include all entities from the county, the department, their GEO group, and any individual officers. Also, whether it's negligence on any other any part, whether it be administrator, the officer's fault, or something else. Kind of just to cover all the bases. And they will have to acknowledge it and actually fulfill those promises.
Any other questions?
The jailers that are not in employed right now, the monies that you guys have for the jailers that you guys are going to hire here pretty maybe in 30 days or 60 days, they're going to get paid out of that fund?
They're still going to be paid out of our regular salary. We do have monies in our salary right now due to the fact that when we had other jailers that were qualified that were making a little bit more than our base salary, so there's extra monies there. Not to mention when some of these jailers had left, they had quite a bit of expenses. They had comp time, they had personal time, they had vacation.
So do they get that?
Once we paid them out, they kind of had to freeze that spot until we know that all those monies were able to. So some of them, for sure, two of those spots were frozen until we were able to say from the treasurer's office, hey, you have the monies, you can start hiring and get these positions fulfilled. With that being said, this is another thing that we were looking at on why we kind of wanted to go to the GEO group. GEO charges $650 per shift to watch somebody at medical. If they bring somebody in on a medical run just to oversee a prisoner, they charge $650. And that's broken down in mileage, and that's because they use their own vehicles, but they still charge mileage. Each individual officer is $20-$23 an hour, and by their policy, they have to have two officers there. So in one 12-hour shift, you're going to be paying $650, $1,300 a day, because you have to have 24-hour protection. Thank you. With what we're proposing, and once again, nobody's being forced to have to work with us. It's completely volunteer. They'll understand that they're coming in as one of our new officer, which gets paid $1,103.
How much they're going to get paid if they
want
to work?
Whether they go to medical or they go, and we can use them on the floor. We can use them in our jail, and we can send our team out there. With that being said, if you do $1,103 for one person on a 12-hour shift, you're looking at $132.36. Big difference on the $650. So, and with us, depending on the severity of the inmate, we can send one or two. But still, you're looking at $650 per shift, and even if you have to double the manpower, you're looking at $274 per shift. I mean, it's cut by a third.
So George, for us to be in the same page here,
yes,
so and then you're saying that going back to the GO contractors or employees that you're going to switch to the Sheriff's Department just to fill those positions for now, is going to go from now to September. And then October, when the fiscal starts, that's when you're going to, you know, all those jaders going to be employed, new jaders.
Yeah, right? As long as we're fully staffed, we can, I should be fully staffed by September. I'm hoping September, because the process of actually employing one of our jailers, by the time they do drug screen, psychological, medical, and then to actually start them, it's a process, and the psychological depends on the doctor when they can see them. So it can be up to, like right now, I can't have anybody at psychological until the 9th of August. So that pushes me back 2 weeks, and then another medical, it's going to be another week. So by the time we can get them fully staffed, we'll be about, usually takes about a month. And that's just per person.
Okay.
So using them, they can just fill in little gaps here and there. And it's not every single day. It could be, like I said, it can just be, hey, just one shift here. And as Commissioner Rodriguez was asking, it's, if they can't make it, they can't make it. But we have a list of people that are willing to volunteer their days off to come in and work. And basically, I call the first one. If they can make it, they can. If they say no, we just go to the next person. They already know a set schedule. If they have to do mandatory medical runs, or if they have to do mandatory in-service or something, and they'll tell you straight up front, I can't do it because I have this. So we just go to the next person. And if we go through all of them and nobody can, we just, but it's just a different way that we can pull quality persons. All of them are already certified correctional officers. All of them are CPR trained. Some are already firearms qualified. So if they have to go and do transports, we have extra security and everything else.
Okay. All right, any other questions?
I want to add, Ronnie, do you have to, you want to say something? For the record,
now, what are you saying as far as how much they're going to be paid?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? No? You have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Okay, right. It's going to be affected
today.
Today?
It'll be affected,
yes.
Today, and okay. I can actually today. Start.
Yes, like that he can start. Right. I know they need him by tomorrow.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 3, discuss and approve a liability waiver for the temporary hirees, which is the one he gave us.
This is just something that I came up with, trying to find something that was going to be able to protect the county, the departments, and basically everybody involved. Feel free to look through it. If there's something that we don't agree with, it's really easy to change. Just let me know if something needs to be added or something needs, if it's not according to what we're trying to do.
Any questions on liability?
No.
Yeah, it looks good.
Sounds good. Okay. I have a motion to approve liability waiver. Motion by Garza, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, George.
For coming.
Thank you.